What's good? It's your boy Cradle, CEO, artist of Cradle Entertainment, representing Queens, New York. And yes, my goal out of life is to inspire millions through music and spiritually heal the world. Now, pretty much I've been performing since the age of six, starting with church and school, where I performed in choirs and choruses. And pretty much I've been starting as far as like solo performances since the year 2014. So pretty much the last 7 years, I've been performing my original work, you know, and pretty much been doing it since then, 2014. Pretty much my role, you know, of Cradle Entertainment and being Cradle the artist is you know, being not only being the songwriter, you know, it's great that I have the ability to write what I sing and rap. You know, I definitely don't take that for granted. You know, being able to write my own experiences and express my own experiences as well. So it's pretty much been dope, you know, not only being a songwriter, but being able to have the talent to sing and rap as well. So when people ask me, you know, are you a rapper or a singer? I just say a music artist because, you know, I'm able to express myself in multiple ways, you know. How do you sort out creative differences? I've been in, you know, situations where, you know, my vision and another producer or artist's vision may not add up. You know, I've been in situations where we were able to compromise, and I'm pretty much, you know, I'm approachable. You know, I'm approachable, I'm coachable, you know, and, you know, I always, you know, love to, you know, hear out, you know, ideas. You know, if it makes sense, it makes sense. You know, I've been in situations where I actually agreed with what was going on, and it was different from what I had, you know, different from what I wanted to do, but it made sense. So I was like, okay, cool, we can do that. You know, and it been in situations where, you know, respectfully, you know, we would have to just part ways, you know, and as, you know, we couldn't, you know, get things together. But for the most part, you know, I rarely have any situations where we're not able to get work done because of a difference, because of differences. We're always able to meet, you know, somewhere in the middle, whether I'm dealing with a producer, an engineer, or a fellow music artist. Yeah, so those are really an issue for me when you're just open-minded. And when you work with other people who are open-minded, you're able to find a middle ground, you know? What was the most attractive part for me in this industry? What was attractive for me was that I got to, one, express myself and get out my thoughts, my ideas, my emotions of what, you know, I'm going through. So I don't really, you know, the industry doesn't really push me to want to do music. It's just, this is just what I love to do. And then dealing with the industry is just something I have to deal with for what I do, you know? But honestly, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, inspiring others and, you know, pretty much relating to the crowd, relating to the people, and, you know, making music that people can resonate with. And it's about saving lives at the end of the day. So that's pretty much all I care about, you know. And being in the industry allows me to get in front of more and more people. So that's pretty much, you know, what's important to me. It's not about the money, not about the glitter and the glam and the red carpet. And, you know, that might be cool things that may go with it, but that's not the reason I'm in it. You know, it's definitely about the people at the end of the day. Okay, so, you know, some bad and good experiences that made me grow within my profession. I never had, you know, anyone, you know, I didn't have like an OG to show me the way as far as in music. You know, I got a lot of connections now, you know, because I worked hard and, you know, eventually, you know, networked my way to meet so many great people. But when I first started out, you know, I didn't really have anyone. I had to find out a lot of things on my own. And, you know, from how to handle business to how to book shows, you know, what shows to do, how to create, you know, how to write, you know, a lot of things. I just relied on myself naturally to do. And, you know, I definitely say I went through my growing pains, and it was definitely worth it, you know, at the end of the day, because I definitely wouldn't be the person I am today, you know, when you had to rely on yourself for a lot of things to get done. So I definitely don't regret any of those experiences, for sure. You know, I've been in situations where, you know, I wasn't in a good, you know, show contract where, you know, you pay shows. I paid like $200-$300 to perform, and sometimes I wasn't able to make my money back through the tickets. And, you know, once I was able to build my leverage, you know, through just performing in so many places, then I got to the point where I was able to put on my own show, you know, where I put together my own concert with my team. And, you know, it's just about, you know, building your leverage and, you know, knowing what to do with it at the end of the day, because you'll have those people out there who want to monetize your dreams. And, you know, you definitely want to, you know, stray away from people who have that mindset at the end of the day. So people who inspired me, definitely, I could start with in my own family, you know, from my father, you know, Patrick Cradle, and my sister, who is a fellow artist on Cradle Entertainment record label, Moon Sky. You know, growing up around them and pretty much hearing them sing all day, and, you know, how much they love music, you know, definitely sparked, you know, something within me as an artist and as a creative. And those are pretty much the, you know, the people that I look up to, who I look to impress and get their approval, you know, when it comes to creating music. And just wanting to do it for the family, you know, and just wanting to get the family name out there, you know, Cradle, and making that a household name. So I'm always looking to think of ways how I could, how I can do that. And pretty much, how do I work on creating my own signature style? I mean, it's just me being me, you know, it's just accepting who I am, loving who I am, not only as a person, but who I am as a creative, and realizing that I am different from everyone else, and I don't have to, you know, fit into what is currently going on, as I don't want to be a quote unquote trendy artist. You know, and pretty much what that means is that it's an artist who makes music based on what's trending. You know, I'm an artist that I'm always going to find a way to be ahead of the curve and just to be and be different, you know. But for me, it's all about making timeless music, you know, where, you know, your music carries out forever. And I feel like that's very difficult to do when you don't have your own style, you know. So I go out my way to, even though I'm already out the way, I go an extra mile just to make sure I'm really, really out the way. But still, you know, combining, you know, particular sounds where people can still build that, you know, where they can still be familiar, you know, with the sounds, but still adding my source, you know, my style, my, you know, my tricks with it. And, you know, just something that people can appreciate and resonate with at the same time.